There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the third and final hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on your favorite device. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Coming up in just a little bit, Alexis has today's Am I the Asshat? Get ready to join the conversation. Then Holly has the full size, not that little fun size. We're talking the full, both sides of the Twix bar of the Dirt Alert.
Yeah.
And more fun straight ahead. but
the
first,
left and right.
The left and the right stick. But first, really quick, just to put another bow on our talk that Lex brought us about how great the social media manager is for the National Park Service on Twitter. Lex, I need you to look at Twitter right now.
Okay.
Because my talker, Joan Johnson, just sent a gift to you, which is my, I think, my favorite tweet so far today. So the National Park Service, Holly, and my talkers also tweeted out, do you like to crochet fish, create an amazing keepsake, or just have fun for the halibut? And they show up. Crocheted fish.
Oh, it's a dad joke with fiber friends. Oh yeah. My gosh, I need to know this person.
With the model of how you can make that crocheted fish, not the model. What is it called, Lex? Instructions?
The pattern.
The National Park Service has an official pattern for a halibut crocheted halibut.
Oh my, who wants one? You guys want one? You want one?
I'm just saying the social media person for the National Park Service, how great are they? This is brilliant
to do
stuff like this.
Oh, God.
Look at that crochet halibut. Holly, why did I do this? She's not going to.
You opened it up, Jason.
You
article search crochet. Yeah. On the National Park Service website, they provided the link. Not only do they have a halibut pattern,
they have
a Triops crochet pattern. I don't even know what the hell that is, but it looks cute. A lava flow crochet pillow.
Ooh. Oh,
and, you know, here, close to our heart, the Boundary Waters, Voyageurs National Park, a walleye crochet pattern.
Oh,
Lex, you got to make a crocheted walleye.
Yes, I do. I agree. Whoa, this Triops is looking like those Aldi marshmallow bunnies.
Yeah, see hour one for that one. But yeah.
Little phallic in its design, but okay. Hey, all right, so which one am I making, guys?
Are you making, well, of course, no.
Yeah, doing the walleye?
Making a walleye, yeah.
I'm making the, oh my gosh. Look at that walleye. I am making this.
Holly, what have you done?
No.
What have I done? Why did I bring this tweet up? I should have had her read. She should have read the asshat first, and then I should have brought this up because we've lost her now.
Oh, I know what I'm doing tonight.
There are complete, detailed instructions.
What? Lex, so with the magic ring, kid, there's only 47 rounds?
You still have to feed your kid, by the way. Make sure.
Who? Yeah. Who's that? Who dat? I don't know her.
New phone. Who dis?
Who dis? What child? What?
But bravo to the woman or man that's running the National Park Service digital. Whoever their queue is number one. They are doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Oh, man.
Okay, we're going to try to refocus Alexa.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an
A.
Am I wrong?
Am I the asshat?
Okay, Lex, what do we have, my dear friend?
Okay, let's see here. Am I the asshat for telling my friend it's embarrassing when she has conversations with her sassy dog in public?
Sorry. Okay, I'm going to
show you. This is real.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
This person says, my friend Emily has a golden retriever that's constantly grunting to get what he wants. He is very sassy and demanding. He will grunt for you for food, pets, and walks. Like if I stop petting him, he'll look at me and grunt for me to continue. We live very close to each other, and I accompany them on their walks a few times a week. Emily likes to act like she and her dog are having actual conversations, which is fine at home, but weird in public. I asked her a few times before not to do it on our walks, but she finds it funny. So yesterday, we sit down on a bench in the middle of the park on our walk, and her dog wanted to continue walking, so he was grunting at us. Emily took this as an opportunity to pretend to have a conversation with him, and by conversation, I mean something like this. Emily says, hey, dog. XY said this to me yesterday. Can you imagine? Then the dog grunts. All right, Emily says. That's what I said, too. Dog grunts. Emily. I'm so happy you're on my side, and so on and so on. People were walking by us laughing at us, and I asked Emily to stop, but she didn't. So I told her it's embarrassing, and I left her there. She's mad at me now for leaving her. But the reason I left was because she was acting embarrassing in public, and I didn't stop when I asked her to. Am I the asshat? Give us a call. 651-641-1071. Jason is stunned.
I am stunned. And I'm that woman walking away. No. No.
You're the friend who wrote this.
Oh, I'm the friend that wrote that. No.
I'm the friend who's having conversations with a dog.
Yeah.
I'm the friend who's next to the friend having conversations with her and her dog, too.
Oh.
That's what I was hoping this would go this way.
Yeah. No, I'm walking away from the two of you. I'm not looking back.
The three of us, actually. The dog's in the conversation, too.
Yeah. Look, I talked to Dexter. I talked to Mr. Big. I mean, not in public. At home, I have almost daily conversations with Dexter. But I also don't like to be embarrassed in public. So if you two were having like full-fledged conversations with the dog, I might have to leave you.
But what if we started singing their theme song?
Which one?
All animals have theme songs.
Yeah,
yeah.
They do.
Then I would get in my car and try to run you down.
Don't stick that bear on me.
Who's slower?
Oh, no.
Yeah, we start choreography. You're right, Holly. We would absolutely lean into this. And if I walked by someone who's talking to their dog like this, I would start talking to the dog, too. I would just join in the conversation.
No.
I think it's great.
No.
I also don't embarrass very easily. You know,
you
this
do
case,
not.
So
you do not embarrass
things,
easy.
It's just like, well, it happened.
Yeah.
Let's keep moving.
Let's go to Phil on line one. Oh, this will be good.
Oh.
Phil, are you running with me or are you continuing the dog conversation with these two nutbags.
I'll teach you the dog's theme song.
Yes. Now, explain to me, Jason. I mean, when you're talking to Dexter and Mr. Big, are you a good boy? Would you like a treat? Now, tell me, Jason, why walls are completely different. Like, you're outside. Did your attitude with your dogs change when you're outside?
Oh. Yeah, first of all, yeah. Phil, you're at a 7. I need you at a 4. Number two.
I'm pulling it back.
Thank you. Number two, I speak to Dexter not in baby language. I just, you speak to them at the level they're at. I speak to him like a human. I speak just like I'm speaking. I do not do baby language with him.
It sounds like this person doesn't either. I've been having straight conversations here, not, you know, goo goo gaga.
Yeah, but again, I'm doing my conversation with Dexter in the privacy of my own home, not while I'm buying penis marshmallows at Aldi. You know what I mean? I'm wow. Private. Yeah. Yeah.
Can you please remind me? I'm pulling it down to a 4.
Yeah, thank you.
Please remind me who was invited on this walk. The friend that's annoyed. You made the choice to go on the walk. You know what she does when she goes with her dog. You can also politely uninvite yourself on said walk. Shut up, woman.
Phil, I so rarely say this in a calendar year, but you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are right, Phil.
Great point.
I will take that.
Okay, bye, buddy. Yes, yeah. Phil. Yeah, she knew what, you know what?
Yeah.
Phil is, I'm not joking. Yeah. Phil's actually right.
It's not if like she, this is a, like, all of a sudden a she's doing this on walks. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's consistent.
Yeah, if there's a friend that has a habit that you don't like or you're embarrassed, you try not to put yourself in the situation where that tick is going to pop up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's actually a really good point.
Another thing, too, I was thinking about this. You know, you're on a walk, your friend's talking to her dog and that, you know, having a real conversation, living life.
Yeah.
How does that have anything to do with you? Is it just because you're walking with them? And maybe you're not even part of the conversation. You're just there to exercise, you know?
Yeah, but your dog just by talk adjacent. Yeah, your
dog talk adjacent. There's a bit of understanding there.
Yeah.
Probably, you know, your friend, Emily, the friend is probably like not even noticing anyone walking by making fun because she's in it.
Yeah. Everyone agrees with you walking. Too. Everyone agrees with you
too. Are people
too.
Tweeting? I got to get my tweet machine open.
I'm completely all right with that. It is my kryptonite and. Lex, you know it.
Yeah.
I do not in any way like to be embarrassed in public. So if we get stared at, like the story that we tell in the Two Fairy Godfathers, with Colin and his very fabulous swimming outfit that we went. It's just, the dog conversation would, if people start staring, no. I would need to remove myself, but I would. But this is where Phil's right. I would never put myself in that position.
Yeah, you wouldn't. Mm-hmm.
I would not.
I also know you're not invited.
Exactly.
You know, like I just know you wouldn't
be invited.
You wouldn't like it. So
no.
Why? Yeah, put yourself in there and put myself in that position.
Exactly.
Or Holly.
Yeah, respecting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. You and Holly. And your dog,
yeah.
You and Holly and your dogs and the cats.
That's
you
right.
You guys go have a great time.
We're going to sing our songs.
Oh, man. Yeah.
We're going to
choreography.
Yeah. Our serenades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Have a great time, y'all.
I got to think of my dog's theme songs.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll work on that. Register to win listener rewards, everybody. We have tickets to Billy Porter at the State Theater on May 23rd, plus tickets to the Minnesota Children's Museum, gift cards for shopping, dining, and more. See everything up for grabs and listener rewards on our app or at mytalk1071.com. And I just mentioned it, the story of Colin at the pool. You could download the new episode of Two Fairy Godfathers right now, wherever you find your podcasts. Just search for Two Fairy Godfathers and hit that subscribe button. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Rebath actually makes getting your bathroom redone fun. And we're talking construction, getting an old tub out, getting a shower in. It's effortless. And that's why I loved working with them on our bathroom some 3 years ago. Still feels brand new. Love it because Julie came. She brought the showroom with her with hundreds of options, including DuraBath, which is their exclusive material. Love it. So easy to clean. That's what we went with. And it's just great because they can see your space, they can look at your budget, and come up with a beautiful design for your bathroom. That part, it's free. They want to show you what they got. And if you decide to go with them, a team of two will come in, professional installation. They'll get the job done in 5 days or less. We had a complete regut. We had a whole bunch of different things that needed to happen. Got it done, Josh and Joe, in 5 days. Rebath.com, mention me or my talk, and you'll get $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel. That's Rebath.com.
It's Dawn McClain.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. It's time to get caught up with the entertainment stories of the day in the Dirt Alert with Holly Roberts.
Hello, Holly.
Oh, Jason, Alexis, Jenna Ortega keeping it real in a new interview with the Times UK about Wednesday, her smash hit over on Netflix. Apparently, Jenna Ortega turned down the role of Wednesday Addams multiple times. She didn't want to do it.
Why is that?
Because she wanted to be a movie star.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jenna Ortega said, I got the email about being cast in Wednesday. She said, I passed on it. And I'd done so much TV in my life, and all I ever wanted to do was film. And she said the last 3 or 4 years, she had, you know, she'd been able to start auditioning for films. And she was scared if she signed on to another television project that she would be typecast in television for the remainder of her career.
That's a real fear.
Is
but
it?
Happy that they have convinced her. Well, you know, today TV is just, it's so accessible. It's so good. It's movie-like. It's where it's at. I'm glad that she came around on that because, yeah, she's doing it now.
I have a...
Just say it, Jace.
I have a hot take.
Give it. Give it. This is the space for hot takes.
I have seen her now in several interviews, and I worry, and this happens to some youngins.
Yeah.
I believe, I hope she's getting a little, she seems very above it all. I'm not digging her in a lot of these interviews lately. She seems like she is, as Amy Daniels says, believing her own press. And she, in the whole, I don't want to do TV. Girl, you were in Scream 5. Settle down. It's kind of what I want to say. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm just being real. I don't want that for her. And there's just been a few interviews where a little warning bells have gone off in my head where I'm a fan, but there's like, I don't know. There's confidence. And then there's like, I don't know.
No. Yeah. Well, Jenna Ortega goes on to say in this interview with The Times, she said, of Wednesday, I thought it was never going to be watched and that it would just be this nice little show that somebody finds, but most people don't. And then she was asked by The Times if it would have been preferable that the show remain that way, just have its small little following. She actually answered, yeah, I do wish that.
Mm.
So it's sounding like she's going through this in such a short amount of time. She's going through this fame cycle in a way that it seems like she was just not prepared for. None of us were prepared for it, the phenomenon of Wednesday. I don't think Netflix was either.
No.
Yeah, I get it. I just, you know what maybe it is? It's specifically the Wednesday thing.
Mm-hmm.
Young lady, you're working with Tim Burton.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're on Scream 5.
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting to work with Tim.
I feel like in some ways we're kind of too old. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
That's our instant reaction. But I'm sure, like, the kids are like, yeah, I get it.
Right. And I'm not busting confidence. Let me be crystal Carrington clear.
Yeah.
There is believing in yourself and confidence. I'm just also, TV isn't a step down. That's actually an antiquated thought.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually the reversal.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we're not. TV is now where it's at. Look at all of the actresses and actors that are heading to TV instead of, that's where the stories are. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Though there's a way that it seems that Jenna Ortega could have expressed her sentiments in a way that didn't seem so callous, maybe, or
Wednesday Addams.
Yes, so, Lex, exactly.
So dismissive of the process, being
dismissive.
That, yeah, being that, wow, I made this show. I thought it was just going to be a small little gem. It would speak to its audience. It became a global phenomenon. And wow, look where I am right now talking to you guys.
Yeah.
It has been a journey, and I'm adjusting.
And yeah, again, I think that's kind of coming from more of like a stunned versus like, you know, I'm too good for, or, you know, for big for my britches kind of thing.
Got it.
Yeah, but Jason, you're exactly right. Thinking that movies are better than TV, that's such an old way of looking at things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drew Barrymore is going to be hosting the MTV Movie and TV Awards. She is everywhere. She is literally everywhere. Wow. She might be under your couch right now. You might want to look.
Let me see here.
Is she in there with
you, sitting
Alexis?
On the floor?
Oh, is she?
I think she is, actually.
Is she getting on her knees and is she trying to talk to you?
What's up, Drew?
I know. Drew, stay in the chair, please, girl. Please stay in the chair.
You know, I didn't notice until you said this. Was it yesterday or the day before?
Yesterday, yes.
So I was watching a little clip and, she gets on the floor and she sits down. She's like hugging the person who's sitting in a chair. And then that person had to, like, what do I do? So she sat on the floor, too. So then they're sitting on the floor. Cross leg style.
Yeah, there was another interview where she was crawling on her knees and then moving up to the person.
Right. Again, you do you. Again, you do you. I'm just saying, from a viewing standpoint, can you just sit in the chair?
You just have to get on the floor too, I guess.
I guess I'm going to do that today on the show, on the TV. I'm going to just, Kendall and I are going to sit on the floor. We're going to get a picnic going.
Ooh, fantastic. Can't wait to watch that.
Yeah.
Pull it out. And we now know where Tom Cruise was probably during Oscar Sunday. He was in London. He's hanging out in the UK making his movie. And I'm just jealous because he got to celebrate Michael Caine's 90th birthday yesterday with Michael Caine.
Oh, nice.
Really?
Yes.
What did they do?
They had cake.
Probably Tom's coconut cake that he sends to everybody.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
cool. Yes. We're going to take a break. For more of these stories, go to mytalk107.com. Back right after this, friends. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Right here on My Talk, Everything Entertainment. Everything, we get results. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly.
Do we?
Alexis.
We absolutely get results. Yeah, we do, girl.
Well, I'm just going to say again. So here's the story of a lovely lady who is busy raising three girls of her own. No, but so.
They somehow formed a family.
Uh-huh. So we just bragged about this, a humble brag, but a brag no less. We bragged about this a couple weeks ago. The Jason and Alexis in the Morning Show has gotten results for you, the good people of America, several times. We talked about Krispy Kremes, and boom, we got Krispy Kremes here. We talked about Dunkin' Donuts, the fact that there were no Dunkin' Donuts in the Minnesota Twin Cities market. Boom.
Within
a year, we got Dunkin' Donuts. We started a campaign for that one. We got it. We kept a Dunkin' Diary, for heaven's sake. We even had an open for the Dunkin' Diary.
We did.
We had a... hold on a minute. Let me see if
that was even before they wanted to only be called Dunkin'.
I know, which is ridiculous. oh, here it is. Okay, so here...
Ooh.
Here is our Dunkin' Donuts diary open.
Time to make the donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts Diary.
Donuts make me happy.
Donuts. Donuts. Dun, 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 dun. So see, I mean, we had this Dunkin' Donuts thing. And then, like I said, within a year of us starting that, son of a biscuit, Dunkin' entered our market.
Oh.
And didn't we even have the marketing woman on the show? She called in. Somebody called in from Dunkin'.
I believe so. Yeah. They gave us all the credit.
They did. I mean, it wasn't warranted, but I mean, they did. I mean, they went along with the bit.
Yeah, they did.
Take it.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Now, recently, in a segment, Lex so beautifully titled, Only Jason Cares About This, I was...
Turns out there's more people, though, Jace.
Oh, there actually was.
There's at least two of you.
Or in four in Germany.
Oh, but, four. Okay.
All right.
Six. Yeah.
That's a party.
Mm-hmm. But I was bemoaning the fact that my beloved show, Dallas, got remastered by the good people of Warner Brothers. They went through each of the 356 episodes over 14 years and cleaned up the master, cleaned up the negative, took off the scratches, and they uploaded these damn things, but they only were available in Germany.
This isn't Dallas. You're talking about, this was, Dallas is already, isn't it?
Yeah, but it was only available for a long time in Germany.
Oh, I see. So, okay, we're adding
they were holding out.
The pattern that we've had. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So they were holding out. The damn remastered copies of these episodes were only available for Europe. What the hell? The show was born here.
Rude.
What about America? What about America first?
Uh-oh.
Anyway, I know, just kidding. So then they started trickling. Then one day I came home. And Apple started uploading the remastered episodes, but they didn't do them all. There was like 30, 40 episodes still in grainy, gross SD, grainy, blurry. So I got on the air and I pleaded with the good people of Warner Brothers to finish uploading. And that's when Alexa so beautifully said, you know, Jason, you're the only one that cares about this. And then son of a biscuit. 1 week later, what did Warner Brothers do? They started completing the upload. And now there's only about seven episodes left. And then we got them all in HD. So, yesterday or the day before, we get on the air and we talk about potholes.
Oh.
And the fact...
Yes.
And the fact that Holly, Alexis, and I... We were voluntold to go to a My Talk event on Monday, voluntold to do this. Uh-huh. So we had to drive to a magical place. We can't reveal the place, but we're working on a collaboration with a company. So we had to drive there. And on the way back, my car fell into one of the potholes and I had to get a burrow to climb out of it. So then we just talked about how bad the potholes were around the city. Which is something everybody's talking about. It's awful.
It's horrible.
We're joking, but we're not joking.
No.
It's a real story.
It's hard to straddle them these days.
You can't straddle them.
You have to
them
just decide which one.
You just sink.
Yeah, you just never know. Some are real growers, and you don't know it.
Yeah, they're growers and showers.
That's right. And you picked the wrong hole.
Oof.
Holly, you want to touch that one, or do you want me to... Should we just move on?
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
We'll let listeners, this is the part of the show where you make up your own jokes. Thank you.
There we go.
So we talked about this yesterday, right, Lex? Because Holly wasn't here, so we mentioned it yesterday.
Yeah.
We get off the air.
And you specifically addressed Jacob Fry because...
I did.
Yeah.
You just talked to him
a while ago and...
He was just in the building. I said I needed to yell at him.
Yeah.
I need him to work on tagging and graffiti.
Yep.
And by the way, our building just got tagged, so I cursed myself. We have a severe tagging problem on small businesses, which costs small businesses thousands and thousands of dollars every year. And it's gross. It's getting so bad. Anyway. So I needed to yell at Jacob about that, and then I was going to yell at him for potholes. So we get off the air. I get home. I take my 30-minute nap, because that's what's recommended. We learned that in hour two. I took my 30-minute nap. I woke up to a tweet from Mayor Jacob Fry of Minneapolis, and here's the tweet. We hear your concerns. Jason and Alexis, about potholes. Now, I added the Jason and Alexis.
Yeah, I was like, where was that? What? I just saw the tweet. What?
Be the change. Be the change.
Go with me, Lex. Go with me on this.
That's exactly what it said. Yep. Keep reading, Jace.
But Mayor Jacob Fry tweeted out, we hear your concerns, Jason and Alexis, about potholes, and we share them too. After a historic winter, we're bolstering our public works resources to address the increased amount of potholes this season. We're adding overtime hours and funding Help our crews know where the problem areas are by calling 311. Thank you, Jason and Alexis. I added that last part too, but
your key to the city will be coming soon. That also was added. Let me be clear. Hey, can we also can we write to our friend Melvin Carter too?
Oh, would you like?
Can we change on the other side?
Wait a minute. Yeah. Now I know, Lex. We forgot about this. I know Jacob. I know Mayor Fry.
Yeah.
You know Mayor Carter.
I do. Oh. Yeah. We go way back.
Wow. Way back.
All yeah. Right. Yep. I took his mom's storytelling workshop way back in the day in high school, and he's a little older. He came back from college, and I was like, "Oh, hey, who dat? Yeah.
Who dat?
Who dat?"
Oof. You said literally that.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, let's reach out. We got some pothole problems.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're aware of it.
Because at one point, Alexis, you proposed that we plant trees in all the potholes.
Yes. That's right. Or walk around with your own soil and gravel and stuff.
The problem is we'd have a national forest.
Oh. No, Holly,
that's the problem right now.
Holly, can you pick up the hotline? It's B. Arthur.
Yeah,
I want to make sure she knows of our success.
Right.
You know, we got to advocate for herself, Lex. You know what I mean? We got to advocate for herself.
Sure do.
We got to remind her of what she has here. B. Arthur, are you there? Hello,
yep, B. I'm here.
Okay.
Hey, B. We're calling just in what we're going to call.
Why are we know calling?
What, we're calling this Know What You Got. That's what we're going to call this,
okay.
Right, B. Arthur? It's our new segment, Know What You Got. Do you realize the effect that the morning show has had on society?
Oh, God. I'm terrified to ask what that impact would be.
We talked about potholes yesterday on your morning show, the one, you know, Jason and Alexis in the morning. We talked about potholes yesterday morning, okay? We got off the air, and a few hours later, the mayor tweeted about potholes and how he's on it.
I heard that. I think there was actually a photo op where he filled the hole himself.
Yes, he did that.
You made the mayor fill a pothole.
Thank you.
Yep. Yes. Yes, B.
We affected change, B. Arthur.
Right, which is both happy news and terrifying.
Yeah. But Alexis and Holly and I just wanted to make sure you knew what you had here.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I do. I think the pothole situation is maybe a little less important than the fact that you brought Dunkin' Donuts back to town.
Thank you. This is positive reinforcement from our managers.
Thanks, B.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, we've enjoyed having you on our first installment of Know What You Got. So thank you, B.
Can you give us
we always end this segment, and again, this is the first time we've done it, but can you just say, hi, I'm Amy Daniels, and I know what I got.
Oh, boy. Hi, I'm Amy Daniels, and I know what it got.
No, you said, okay, now damn it, now you messed it up. No,
take
it's
two.
I know what I got, that's you, so hi.
Okay. I'm Amy Daniels, and you know what I got.
Okay. It's like Alexis playing word chain. Hang up on her.
Yeah,
so we're not going to get this. We're not going to get this. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hi, everybody. It's Jason live for AAA for Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. This is what I love about Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. They want you to be a part of their family, and they've made it so easy. And here's how. If you are a new client to Skin Rejuvenation Clinic, if you've never been there and you mention me, you are going to get $100 off your first service of $250 or more. That is substantial savings. That is enough to really make your first appointment a great one. And look, there are a lot of places that do Botox and fillers and this or that, but this is your body. This is your face. Why would you trust anybody else? You've heard me talk about this team for 10 years. I send my whole family there. Colin goes there, my mom, Alexis. So why would you choose anyone else but Skin Rejuvenation Clinic? Call today and mention me. Go to skinrejuvenationclinic.net for a full list of options.
It's Sue from Popcorn.
Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here at My Talk. Streaming around the world on our My Talk app. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Coming up tomorrow, Second Chance Romance.
We're finding love.
Highly likely. Unlikely, yeah.
Can we add that to the key?
You shake that magic eight ball, get an accurate prediction.
Highly unlikely. Nope. Not gonna happen. Not gonna happen.
Let's see. Will we find love?
Yeah, no, we won't.
Love on Second Chance Romance tomorrow. I'm shaking the eight ball.
Yeah.
Oh! Oh, you are?
Here we go, shaking it. My sources say no.
No.
Continue, Jason.
I love these. Lisa Marie on Twitter. Thank you very much for tweeting this out.
You've got mail.
But she knows my thing with graffiti and tagging. And she just tweeted out, like, these taggers in Lowry Hill Tunnel. It's so, the taggers are twigging me.
Uh-huh.
You're twigging you. That's what I tried to say. The taggers are twigging me.
Oh,
I meant to say, the video twiggers me. Sorry. Oh, God, I'm having a little breakdown here. Oh, God.
It's been that kind of show today.
It has been that kind of show today.
What is in the water?
Oh. Seriously.
Oh, it's because we're getting another 7 inches of snow on Thursday.
What? Are you kidding me, Holly?
Holly!
What the heck? Holly!
Extra long for this one.
Oh,
yeah.
Thursday
into Friday, like 3 to 7 inches of snow, and the weather this weekend is supposed to be more like January than it is like March. So if you're celebrating St. Paddy's Day, put on those long johns.
I am so done. Oh, Holly.
Just say, that's why we're acting weird, because we're all going a little...
We're going gray.
Oh, God, really? I thought, because it's supposed to be like, what, 40 today?
Yeah, enjoy it while it lasts. Because it's today. That's it.
Oh, Saturday, Sunday.
Our low on Saturday, 6.
Really?
Yeah.
No! Holly, are you looking at last week's?
No. 18th. Nope.
See, the little app that I have doesn't have that.
What does it have?
It's, well, I think it's a an app that just tells me what I want to hear.
Oh, okay.
So it's cable news.
What does our dreamy Ken Barlow say?
Yeah.
Oh, winter storm really? Watch late Thursday through early Saturday.
No!
Oh, Lordy. Oh, it's rain, and then it's going to turn to snow.
Yeah, so it's going to be extra spicy.
Yeah, there's
and
ice.
Spicy and icy.
Oh, God, my whole, that, oh.
Everything is going to be all right.
I'm telling you.
Going to be all right.
We're being personally victimized.
This
your snowshoes
really is.
Out. Let's this Nordic ski, everybody.
No.
One of the... No, Lex, we're not going to do
done.
That.
We're done.
Well, Snow Angel, don't this worry about the been, poop underneath.
This has been one of the worst winters. It really has. It's just never... And I get it. It's still March. March is usually awful, but not this awful.
No. 6 on Saturday.
Where the hell's El Nino? You know, where's that? When we need.
We just need something at this point.
Something.
Please. And that's why I think we're all getting a little, because it's just, it's never ending. Never. Yeah. Never.
I know. And we're acting like never. Thursday's a week away.
It's tomorrow
that this crap's coming.
It's tomorrow.
Okay. Well, enjoy today, everybody.
Yep.
Get out.
Is it because it is supposed to be like 40 today?
Yeah, 43 today. Partly cloudy. Then it's getting cloudy tonight. Then the rain turns to snow tomorrow, and then it's going to be cold this weekend with no sun.
Oh God.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be making some crocheted walleye.
I think Jason just pinched one over there.
We're farting.
That's how I feel about the weather.
We're leaking.
Yeah, again. Laughing and leaking. Yep. Well, there we go, everybody.
That's what we could do. Why don't you fart in front of your husband for the first time?
Oh, yeah.
Just do it. Just let it rip, Jace. Yep.
You know, we've got nothing
to lose. Gone anyway.
I'd rather walk out into traffic. Seriously,
come down
on a slippery
like the rain
road.
And the snow.
No. That's going to do it for us. Right. You're listening. I'm so depressed. If you're listening and your kid is being bullied, go out there and be yourself. Right, Lex?
Let it rip. Yeah, you be you. Have a great day. We love you and goodbye.